this interview today. My name is Tracy Starveld. I'm a writer, a blogger, and a copy editor, and I'm here today with Colin Richards. Now, good afternoon, Colin.
Hi there.
How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you. Very well.
Thank you for joining us. So, you have lots of titles here. Now, I understand you're a sensual masseur, also a sex engineer, a psychosensual therapist, sometimes described as a sex and relationship therapist. So you have lots of titles. So I just was wondering, how did you come up with this title, sex engineer, and what does it actually mean?
Well, yes, you're quite right. I've gone through a sort of series of different identities as my career's unfolded. And in the very early stages, I was a masseur. I took up massage as a hobby and then went into it as a part-time type of work. And then started getting into more the sensual aspect of it, so I called myself a sensual masseur. That then quite quickly evolved into something I called psychosensual, because I trained then as a psychosexual therapist, and I recognised the benefit of putting together the psychology and the psychotherapeutic level of work with the body work. So I then came up with the psychosensual title, and obviously have a treatment that's very much part of that. Then, as time evolved, the word therapist always felt to me as if it was a little bit about you have to be having something wrong with you to come and see me, so I didn't really like the word therapist. Mentor was another one, a sex mentor. Sounded a little bit clinical, a little bit like we were in school. And then eventually, I mean, the true story is that I was chatting to a chap a couple of years ago and asked him what his job was, and he said, I'm a sound engineer. And having got a son who also is a chemical engineer, or trainer who went to university as a chemical engineer, I kind of was working with this word engineer, and I thought, well, you know, actually it's quite interesting. It is about the bringing together of different elements in order to make something function more efficiently. And in essence, that's what I'm doing, is working with the psychology and the physiology and the emotional aspect and the sexual aspect of a person. And then trying to get my, for want of a better word, hands in there and work the engine to make it work more efficiently. So I came up with the term sex engineer.
I like the link to a sexual engine.
Mm.
And also engineer is a very masculine term. I think of it as a very masculine term. And you're a man and you're offering a service to women and to others. And also sex engineer, I've never heard anyone with a job title sex engineer before. So it's a totally unique job title. But it strikes me that what you're doing is actually very unique, because you offer sensual you offer a full body massage, I understand, as part of the treatment, but it also has sensual elements.
Mm-hmm.
There's a therapeutic element to it, but you're not a conventional therapist.
Mm-hmm.
So it strikes me that you would need to have quite a unique title in order to sum up the unique work that you're doing.
Yeah, and you know, from the media point of view, it's quite a nice little buzz title as well. But there is a genuine thought process behind it, and I think most importantly, more comfortable with that than any of the other titles. It feels right for what I do, and when I explain it, it feels right, and people go, "Oh, that makes an awful lot of sense."
Mm. Do you find that people find it hard to categorise you or define you?
Yes, I think they do, because, you know, put it this way. I mean, I was doing a workshop a couple of years ago to a group of couples. There was about 20 couples in the room, and I'd done a demonstration of how to work with female arousal and female sexuality. So it was, you know, a quite a graphic demonstration. And, you know, at the end of it, people were able to ask questions, and there was quite a few sensible, practical questions. And then one, I think it was a lady, actually put her hand up and said, can I just ask you, do you regard yourself as a sex worker? And, you know, for a few seconds, there was a bit of a, you know, a step back.
In the room.
You know, and I thought, well, how do I work with this? And I turned and I, you know, had time to sort of collate my thoughts. And I said, well, yes, I am a sex worker. I work and I work with sex. But I then very quickly followed it up and said, well, you could say that Jamie Oliver is a food worker. And I would like to see what I do at that end of so-called sex work, in the sense that, yes, it's about sexuality, but to support and help and educate people in sexuality in the same way someone like Jamie Oliver or any of the other celebrity chefs present food. Because fundamentally, you know, when it comes down to the basics of being human, it's food, shelter, and sex, and has been since the beginning of time. We have no problems around, you know, designing our environment and architecture, and we've done an awful lot on the planet to create that and maximise it, likewise food. But when it comes to the world of sexuality, we seem to live in a very singular way, a very sort of almost boundaried way. And I think it's about time that sexuality should be seen in a much broader sense and taken out of the closet, for want of a better word, or whether it be the procreative closet or the lurid closet or the nudge-nudge-wink-wink closet, out to actually this is
into
about health, it's about welfare, it's about well-being. It's about intimacy, which is a, you know, obviously a buzzword because my business is called Intimacy Matters.
Absolutely.
So,
and,
yeah.
And rather like with Jamie Oliver, it's, there's an educational element to it, and also it's about pleasure.
Absolutely.
It's about the pleasure of enjoying
absolutely.
Food, the pleasure of enjoying sex,
yeah.
one's sexuality,
mm.
one's sexual energy.
I absolutely, yes, and I often use the world of food. I mean, I have a hospitality background, having grown up in a hotel, but nevertheless, you know, I see that.
Of course,
so,
you
know,
have different preferences.
Exactly.
Don't we?